Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. When we don't know anything about anything, we go to the man who knows a lot of things about a lot of things. Charles Adams. Big Angry. KPRC Radio. One of the highest rated shows on that station. And my guess is one of the highest rated shows in the late night hour. Am I right, Big Angry, about that?
Yeah, it's a very highly rated show. I am the best thing on talk radio if it's not sports talk, because that's obviously you, Matt. How are you, sir?
I'm amazing. Thank you for joining us. We are perplexed, and when we are perplexed, we must come to you. I thought NDAs meant you don't ever show anybody these things. Why is he putting his NDA on his IG account?
Well, non-disclosure agreement is a contract, and a contract is not a functioning contract until there's been a meeting of the minds and both sides agree. A proposed contract is not anything. It's not binding. So just a proposed NDA doesn't bind anyone to anything. But what I find odd here is just the mediations are almost always, by almost always, I mean 99.99999 to the infinite number percent of the time, confidential. It doesn't mean the settlement will be confidential, although almost all settlements are also confidential. A defendant, by settling the case, is buying the silence, typically. And that's a little less frequent, but almost universal. So for him to put it out there, it's just him pushing back at Rusty's comments. And Rusty's comments were a little ridiculous. I mean, clearly, Busby's tried to settle this case. He tried to settle this case with his first plaintiff very early. Everyone knows that. But the suggestion that Deshaun's not interested in settling it and that Deshaun wants all of this out in the open space, that's ridiculous. So what you have is a couple of posturing lawyers, like Busby's comment, you know, not that many people care about it, but there's a thing called justice. No, almost all Americans care about justice. That's why it's a central aspect of our Constitution. I just think these are two very wealthy, very successful lawyers trying to maximize the media attention of a case that is horrifying to most of us regular citizens.
And Ross and I have been trying to judge this like they do in boxing, where one attorney gets the 10, the other one gets the 9, and back and forth. And we almost decided today that we were going to deduct Tony Busby a point, make it a 10-8 round. But you sound like that maybe even a deduction should come from the other side of the camp, too. So tell me again what you thought was kind of out of ordinary for Rusty Hart in that particular situation.
Well, Rusty is pretending that Deshaun doesn't want the settlement to be confidential. It is almost always the defendant that demands the confidentiality. So it's not something that the plaintiff would ever, under any scenario, put on a defendant, right? Why would the plaintiff not want their stories told unless it's something about the women prior to their identities being disclosed? But that issue's moot at this point. I think it's really hollow. Like, Tony is pretending for people that don't understand that mediation confidentiality is somehow unique. It's just not at all. It's a very regular thing. Of course, Rusty's pretending that Deshaun doesn't want to seal the lips of people and prevent them from talking about him later. Of course he does. I mean, absolutely. That's why he would pay them money. Let's not talk about me being creepy with women who didn't want to have sex, who were legitimate massage therapists, right? I mean, and obviously that's not universally all of the defendants. I mean, Rusty did a good job exposing one who was clearly looking to extort some money from a situation. But there are other plaintiffs that, you know, they're heartbreaking stories.
Charles Adams, a Big Angry here on the Sports Talk 790. And Charles, it just, from my untrained eye, it seems like this is really extreme by Tony Busby. What is your opinion? Has there been any crossing of lines or breaking of standards of decorum, or is this just business as usual?
I think with these two attorneys, who are obviously masters of manipulating the media and public perception, right, that this is just both of them posturing and dancing. You know, I have a very different tact when cases are pending. You know, I won't talk to the media about it. I'll talk about all kinds of stuff on my radio show, but I won't talk about my pending cases even when I'm approached. Like there's a scene with on the clip of TMZ, just me sticking out my hand, and because I don't think it serves the client. I think it only serves the lawyer, right? I think that both Rusty and Tony are the only people benefiting from this back and forth in the news, right? I don't agree with it from my perspective as an attorney, but they're both far more successful than me. And part of that success is the manipulation by the media, right? And I just, you know, but I have a fundamental disagreement, but I don't think there's anything wrong with what they're doing. I think it's self-serving, not client-serving.
Before I let you run, Ross and I continue to believe, because we're just two normal human beings, that this is going to be settled, and this is just nice ways of getting the media involved, getting some attention, drawing traffic to the conversation. You still believe they're going to settle, correct?
I mean, these are both trial lawyers. I mean, Rusty Harden famously went into D.C. and defended Roger Clemens when Clemens, you know, was accused of lying to Congress and other things. Rusty tries cases, and Rusty tries cases masterfully well. Tony tries cases, too. He's tried a bunch of them, and they're both great at what they do. The problem is you can't rewrite the truth. You can tell people don't believe your lying eyes all day, but when it all comes out, and it will, you know, I think that Deshaun's going to want to settle these cases because I think there was probably some pretty horrifying conduct on his part towards women who were only there to provide him legitimate massage therapy services. Now, were there other women that were there for other? Possibly. But, you know, once the snowball starts rolling downhill, you're going to pick up all of them because a lot of people want to get paid.
Let me ask you this in our final question. And we were talking about this yesterday. This is, I know they're all consolidated in terms of, and you have to help me out here. What's the difference in the consolidation and all being heard at the same time as compared to getting separate verdicts? Because let's say that there were, I don't feel like there's 20 plus cases where every case was the same, that the reaction, the conversation, what was discussed, what was attempted, what was maybe being made up or what actually happened. So how does that go? Does that, at the end of the day, if they do get this thing to go to trial, are we going to hear, well, okay, in case one, guilty, case two, not guilty, case three. How is that going to work? How are we gonna, ultimately, if it does go to a trial, are we going to have 22 different verdicts?
I think you would have more than likely separate trials just because the discovery process has been consolidated to facilitate the discovery between these two lawyers and any other possible claimants. It doesn't mean they're only going to have one trial, right? So I would assume that both sides would probably want separate trials. I mean, it's an onerous, you know, a lot of work for the lawyers, but I don't really think it would be fair to Deshaun to have them all snowball. You know, I think you have to look at them individually, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I think there are probably some very sincere women who were violated by it and were looking for justice, and I think there are probably some very insincere women in the circumstance as well, and it's just sad. It's sad for Houston sports. It's sad for the, I don't know. I'm probably going to try to unload my season tickets at face value to anybody who wants to be in 114 next season. Mm. I'm just tired of the whole thing, man. I don't know about you, but I am not at all looking forward to this upcoming football season, which is saying a lot. I've got a big tailgate that I'm part of. I love the process, but I'm just kind of disgusted with the Texans.
Are you going to keep your PSL?
You know, I think I'd probably not, they're probably not as valuable as they were a couple of years ago, so I'm probably going to hang on to them, but I'll probably just unload the tickets. I just sold my tickets last season back to the Texans. I don't know. This is tawdry and disgusting and discouraging, and damn it, thank God for the Astros, right?
Yeah, damn it. Thank God for them. Thank God for Big Angry. That's you, KPRC, highly rated, very successful, and quite a connoisseur of red meat occasionally.
Yeah, thank you for dinner the other day. It was delicious. Yeah, big shout out to Morton's.
Big shout out to Morton's. All right. Angry, I hate to tell you this, but we're going to call you again.
Yes, sir. Anytime you need me. All right, I love being on the show more than mine.
I got that on quote. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Big Angry Charles Adams with us.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.